Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Tuesday, the 20th of January 2026, a day where the Australian share market fell, the S&P ASX 200 down 0.7% to 8,815. The losses are pretty much across the board. On the index, 7 of the 11 sectors were lower, the worst performing financial, materials and listed property, the best performing utilities and information technology. One of the reasons why the utility sector did well was because of Origin Energy, shares up by 2.6%. It said it's keeping Australia's largest coal-fired power plant running longer than expected until 2029. One of the worst performers, BHP, shares down by 2%, and we'll tell you why in a few moments. Elsewhere, Bellevue Gold, one of the best performers today, up by 5%, and Drone Shield up by 4%, Zero in the tech space, gaining 3.3%. And the worst performers included ARB Corporation. It is an accessories maker for four-wheel drive, shares down by 12%, and Lynas Rare Earth shares off by about 6.3%. But of course, influencing the market is that tariff uncertainty as Donald Trump seeks to increase tariffs to Europe as he tries to pressure Europe to buy Greenland. For more on that, I spoke with Julia Lee from FTSE Russell.
I think the market's getting flashbacks, Ricardo, to last year where we did see tariffs really dominating market volatility in April last year. And back then we saw the US stock market falling around about 18% from the peaks that we saw in February last year to the lows that we saw in April. So it's definitely the top thought on markets, and it really is impacting on risk sentiment. That risk off sentiment has been bad news for markets around the region. The Australian market's lower. The Japanese market is seeing its fourth consecutive day of declines, and US futures also trading lower. But it's been great news for safe haven asset. We've seen things like gold and silver very close to an all-time record high, and some of the safe haven currencies like the Japanese yen as well as the Swiss franc also doing very well.
So, Julia, let's talk BHP. It's released its operation. Why, and what's your take on the company?
If we have a look at BHP as a company, we often view it as an iron ore business. But recently, we have seen it shifting very much more towards copper. But still, at this point in time, more of its revenues come from iron ore than copper. So in terms of iron ore production, we did see a record, but that was an increase of just 1% for the 6 months up to December compared to the previous year. But still an increase of 1%. That means a record production result coming through. The second thing that we are watching are the up-and-coming projects. And the big one is the potash project, where we have seen costs rising significantly. Now, when we were looking at the Jansen potash project, when it was initially floated, phase one was supposed to cost about $5.4 billion. Now, today, BHP has come out to upgrade the costs at that phase one stage to $8 billion. That's an increase from where it was forecasting previously. So that's a slight negative there in terms of BHP's future projections and future projects. The third thing that we're watching very closely is iron ore price negotiations with China. Now, we know that iron ore prices have risen quite substantially since December, up by around about 8%. But if we have a look at the inventory at Chinese ports, they seem to be growing, so could be signaling some weakness in the months ahead. So that's a slight negative there as well. So although we've seen that record production result coming through for iron ore as well as copper, there are a few other moving parts, and I think investors concerned around the costs part as well as iron ore potential weakness coming through and being signaled by those inventory at ports.
You mentioned China there. BHP also saying today that China's commodity demand remains resilient. That's just as the nation recorded 5% growth on target for 2025 yesterday, but we do know its economy is slowing. But what's your take? The IMF today has upgraded its forecast for the nation in 2026. What's your take on the China story?
China, great to see that it's hit projections and it has grown up 5% in 2025. But if we have a look at the quality of that growth and break it down, that growth has really come from the export part of its economy as well as industrial production. In fact, if you have a look at the internal consumption side, things are looking relatively weak. So things like retail sales, as well as investment in the property area, is still looking relatively weak. What we really want to see is some of that internal consumption demand picking up, because that would be great news for iron ore, especially in terms of the property space. So just watching those iron ore price negotiations and also where that growth in China is coming to. And the IMF forecasting that growth will slow down to 4.5%. But as you mentioned, Ricardo, that's higher than its forecast from October last year.
Attention also turning to Davos and the World Economic Forum. What are you looking out for?
Well, when you have global leaders coming out at one event, there's so many things to be watching out for. It's really a hot spot for those global discussions. But not only that, you've got the central bankers there from places like the US Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, as well as the PBOC. So watching to see any changes in terms of policy direction or any clues in terms of where interest rates may be headed. Of course, with Greenland very much in the picture, as well as tariffs, all eyes will be on the US and some of those conversations to see whether we do see a de-escalation in some of that tariff talk. And at the moment, it does look like tariffs will come in at 10% from the 1st of February for 8 European nations. And that may potentially rise to 25% from the 1st of June. And that's where things are at the moment. So hoping for a de-escalation from that point, from the point of view of markets. So watching some of those conversations very closely.
And finally, looking ahead, how do you think investors should be positioning themselves, and what are the keys to look out for?
Well, we're almost at the end of January already, and this is key confession season going into that half-year reporting season for Australian investors. And this is important because earnings are a key driver of share price. And at the moment in confession season, if companies are going to deviate quite a bit from market consensus or what they're forecasting, this is when they come out with positive or negative confessions. And it can have a large impact in terms of share price.
That's Julia Lee there from FTSE Russell, and she wraps up the podcast for this Tuesday. Give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed...
The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Saran Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.